Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. A really interesting session today. We pushed to new all-time highs on the S&P and NASDAQ right out of the gate. But then, it just fizzled.
Fizzled is the perfect word. We ended the day basically flat. It felt like the market ran a sprint and then immediately needed to catch its breath. What was the main driver of that fade?
It was a classic sell the news day. We saw it with big names like Netflix, American Express, and 3M. All of them put up solid numbers, some with good guidance, and yet they all sold off. Netflix was down over 5%.
That Netflix move is what everyone is talking about. They beat on earnings, guided higher. So why the drop? Was the report not as good as the headline suggested?
The report was fundamentally strong, no doubt. They hit their first ever $11 billion quarter. But the devil's in the details. A lot of their raised guidance was chalked up to favorable foreign exchange rates, not necessarily a huge operational beat. Plus, the stock had a monster run, up 50% from its April lows. Expectations were sky high, and the report just wasn't perfect enough.
So it was a sentiment and positioning story more than a fundamental one. Got it. It wasn't all bad news in earnings, though. The financials seemed to catch a bit.
That's right. Charles Schwab hit a new 52-week high, and we saw nice pops in regionals like Comerica and Regions Financial, so there were pockets of strength. But broadly, the conviction just wasn't there.
Looking at the sectors, it seems like a bit of a split personality. Consumer discretionary and utilities led the way, while energy and healthcare were the big laggards.
Exactly. It points to this ongoing theme of growth over value. But even then, the action was muted. You look at the S&P 500, the equal weight S&P, the mega cap growth ETF. All of them just finished flat. There was no real leadership to grab onto.
What about the economic data? We got a housing report this morning.
Another mixed bag. The headline numbers for housing starts and permits beat expectations, which gave futures an initial lift. But when you dug in, the single unit starts and permits, the really crucial part of the housing market right now, were both down. It stalled that early momentum.
So, big picture, a market at all-time highs but showing signs of exhaustion with fading volume. Let's get tactical. What are the key levels you're watching on the indices?
For the S&P 500, that 625 level is key support. We need to hold that. To the upside, 630 is the resistance we need to crack with conviction. For the QQQ, it's a similar story. 559 is the floor, and we need to push through 563 to get the next leg up.
All right, let's talk individual names. We're in the thick of earnings season. What's already moving that looks like it has more room to run? Any continuation plays on your radar?
Absolutely. I'm looking at the healthcare and biotech space. A name like Stem is showing fantastic relative strength. It's building a nice, tight consolidation. I'm watching for a push through 1350. If it can clear that, the initial target is 1380, with a potential run to 1420.
Okay, I see STEM on the chart. What about outside of biotech?
In tech, I'm watching Team, Atlassian. It's been a bit choppy, but it's now poised to test the 195 resistance level. A successful break there, especially if volume comes in, could drive it toward 198, or even 200.
But with the broad market volume fading, aren't you worried these continuation plays could be head fakes?
It's a valid concern, and that's precisely why the entry and the stop loss are non-negotiable. For Team, you'd look for an entry around 193, and your stop has to be firm below 191. We need to see volume come in to confirm the move, otherwise you step aside.
Discipline is key. Okay, let's flip it. What's not breaking out yet but is setting up nicely? What are you anticipating?
I'm watching Shopify, ticker SHOP. It's been building a really solid base and showing consistent gains over the past week on good volume. I'm looking for an entry near the 126 level for a potential swing up to test 128 and then 130.
And in the energy space? You mentioned it was weak today, but any name setting up for a reversal?
Yes, Energy Fuels. It's drawing a lot of interest. You can see it in the volume. It's been recovering well in recent sessions. If it can hold above $9, I'm looking for a continuation toward 940 and potentially 960.
Great setups. Before we wrap, let's do some quick hits. Big earnings coming up next week?
It's a huge week. We've got Verizon on Monday. Then on Wednesday, it's a massive day for tech after the bell, Google and Tesla. Then Intel reports on Thursday, so expect volatility.
And any key upgrades or downgrades that caught your eye?
Chipotle, CMG, got a nice upgrade to outperform at BMO, which is interesting. On the flip side, Elevance Health, ELV, was hit with a downgrade that pressured the stock. It just reinforces that stock picking is crucial right now.
So the final takeaway for traders heading into next week, The market is at highs but showing fatigue. Be selective, watch those key index levels, and pay close attention to volume.
That's the playbook. Let the price action confirm your thesis, don't chase extended moves, and always respect your stops. It's a tricky environment, so discipline will be your best friend. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Stay sharp, and we'll see you next time.